You're listening to Financial Wise with Suzette Porter.
End of the year tax moves that you want to make right now.
As a fiduciary, Porter is required to work in your best interests, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Porter.
Hey, Austin, welcome to Financial Wise Radio. This is Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial. We are a local retirement financial planning firm specializing with people that are within 10 years of retiring to make sure that you don't make any really bad mistakes when you are about to retire. You know, if we have a chance to sit down with you and give you a second opinion during these market volatile times, I think we can really help you. The offer today that I would like to give you is a free second opinion. You know, I'm talking to people that are coming in and they're telling me their brokerage houses, their financial people are telling them, don't open your statements. It's all going to be okay. Just stay the course. It'll all come back. Weather the storm. It's investing for the long haul. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of that's garbage. Because if you're within 10 years of retiring and you hemorrhage 30% of your accounts in the market correction that we're in, it could play havoc towards you running out of money at the end of your life. And I just don't agree with that philosophy at all. I think that you can pivot to things that are going to be more nimble rather than things that are long only or buy and hold and hope you just grow later in life. I just disagree with that philosophy. So if you would like a second opinion, we are a fiduciary financial planning firm, and we'll start the whole conversation with all about you. I want to know, what are your goals, your ambitions? What are you trying to do in your life? I want to know what kind of money that you want to spend in your retirement. You're going to spend 2,500 hours a year in retirement that you normally would have devoted to working. So that 2,500 hours needs to be allocated, and it's going to have some cost, right? Every day is Saturday in retirement. So I want to help you build a perfect scenario for you. Are you a golfer? Do you want to spend time with grandkids? Do you want to build your all-time favorite lake house? I mean, these are all real scenarios that we've helped people to do in their lives, but it costs money. So by looking at where you are now and then modeling in the disaster that we're living of this downturn and what's going to happen in 2023 is nothing but bad news, you may be wanting to work for another 3 years or 4 years, or maybe you're thinking of retiring next year. So how do you know that this is the right time to retire? Well, give Capstar Financial a chance to give you a second opinion on where you are. We'll stress test your account. We'll see if it's set up for the longevity of your life. We'll let you know what the fees are that you're paying. We'll let you know if it's tax efficient planning for you. So call me at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial. And what I want to give you is a no-cost second opinion on where you are. And, you know, we'll create a retirement income plan written that you take for no cost, okay? So call me, 512-215-9030. Now, the tax moves that you should be making right now towards the end of the year would involve taxation of investments, of really taking a look at, you know, here we are at the end of the year, and you generally have an idea of how much tax that you're going to be paying. Now, I want to let you know a couple things. We just taught that class that we do every year, the Retirement Elevated. And I'm shocked at most people really don't know how to calculate their own taxation of their investments, the taxation of their income, a distribution on an IRA. So there's a lot of different styles of tax. And let's just talk about income tax for starters. So income tax is a progressive tax table. It starts at 10, then it goes to 12, then it goes to 22 and 24, depending on how much income that you make. So if you're a married couple and you and your spouse have income of $120,000, you will be in the 22% tax bracket. Follow me, please. The 22% tax bracket. But guess what? Your effective tax rate is only 12. Now, how did that happen, Suzette? How are we only in a 12% effective rate of tax, even though we're in a 22% tax bracket? Well, guys, let's be clear. I need you to be aware that you have exclusions and credits and deductions. And also, part of your money's at 10, the next part of your money's at 12, and the final section of your money's at 22. So not all of it is at 22%, right? So if you're withholding your money, this is part of the tax moves you need to be making right now, is I want you to review your W-2 withholding pattern. I completely disagree with getting giant refunds at the first of next year because you've given the government a free loan. I don't think that's smart. And so what you do is you calculate what your effective net tax rate is, and then you just do a withholding of that. You follow me? So that's a good way to put more money back in your pocket. The other thing is, you don't want to leave free money on the table. Many of you all have the ability to get matching money from your employer for your 401k. Now, most of you are smart enough to either max out your 401k or at least put enough in your 401k to get the match. So right now, I want you to review your planning. And if you're not contributing to your company 401k, at least to the matching funds, do that. Go and review where you are right now and make sure that you're not missing out on the free money. That is a really good approach to end of the year planning. Now, one last thing that I want to talk about, and we'll get into great detail, is Roth conversion planning. Now, you might be thinking, Suzette, oh my God, I can't do a Roth. I make too much money. I have an income that doesn't support us being able to do any Roth contribution. And I would agree if the law states that you're making too much and you can't contribute to a Roth, that's fine. But I want to get into what Roth conversions look like, okay? There's a concept that we have here at Capstar, and we say that you want to pay tax on the seed, not the harvest, right? So when you're doing tax planning buckets, you have a taxable bucket that would be, you know, your 1099 money. You have tax deferred money, that's your 401k. And then you have the opportunity for tax-free money. Well, tax-free money would be Rothing, okay? Rothing or participating in overfunded life insurance. So when we go to the break, I'm going to go into the details on Roth conversions and how that could really help you later in life, and then also what overfunded life would look like. And I'm just going to give a super high level, not going to go into any weeds or all that because insurance has, you know, fine print and all that, but I just want to share my own experience with it because I personally own a policy that is an overfunded life. And I've also got Roths. So we'll go into that. Now, why, you might be thinking, why would I want to do a Roth later in life? What's the point of that? You know, I've got all this IRA money and I've got savings and I've got a rent house and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's always good to have a bucket of money that is exempt from tax in case that you have a death between you and your spouse. You have a cash call that you want to make that's a large number, because then you don't want to take it from a taxable bucket. One of my clients I met with here today, they're remodeling their house with an IRA fund. Well, every single dollar that they're withdrawing to redo their kitchen is costing them about 20 cents. So a $100,000 remodel, follow me, is costing them $120,000. You follow me on that? They're paying 20 cents on every dollar to do that remodel. Now, if they had developed cash-free money earlier in life, they would pay less tax. So stay with me on the next segment, and we'll talk about Roth planning and tax-free planning. And remember, some of you are financial wise, and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Porter, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Think pyramids of Egypt, the Great Wall of China. These extraordinary wonders of the world were built with bricks, the oldest building material. The most impressive thing is that these structures are still standing today. We at Capstar Financial like to equate these building bricks to building a strong foundation for your retirement. Because if you build a financial house correctly with the right bricks, it too will stand the test of time. At Capstar Financial, we will help you construct a financial house brick by brick, filling in all the gaps needed for a solid financial plan. Call today and let Capstar Financial draw your blueprint for a retirement plan that will last as long as you at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio. I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial, here a local Austin retirement planning wealth management shop. We are fiduciaries here at Financial Wise and Capstar Financial. My phone number is 512-215-9030. And if you are a long-term listener, I just want to thank you for that. We just recently did my favorite thing that we do, which is teaching that class at Retirement Elevated, the one at Concordia University. Retirement Elevated is where I literally take 25 years, 30 years of my experience, strength, and helping you all retire well, and we have that all together. We spend an hour on each topic. There's six of them. Income planning, investment planning, taxes, healthcare planning and retirement, estate planning, and then, of course, supporting documents, which would be how to hire a financial planner. We'll talk about that next week. But it is a rich and meaty course for those people that want to retire. And so what I'm doing right now is I've peeled out the tax planning portion, and I'm sharing briefly on what are some tax-free moves that you can do for 2022. We got a couple months left to really make some good, sound planning decisions. First thing I said in the last segment was to review your deductions, credits, and exclusions on your W-2 if you're working, and make sure that you're not withholding too much money and giving the government a free loan so you get a refund. I think that's just not a good idea. And then the second thing I said was, you know, basically just reviewing where you are and making sure that you are, if you're contributing to a 401k, that you max that out or at least get the match. There is free money you're leaving on the table from your employer. Another great bucket that you want to institute would be a health savings plan, a health savings account, HSA. And what that does, if you're in a high deductible insurance plan, it allows you to put money away pre-tax, and then it grows in an account that is tax-free. And then when you withdraw it out for certain medical procedures or health-related costs, it's tax-free coming out. It's the most favorable bucket that you have. It's all tax-free. Tax-free going in, pre-tax, growing tax-free, withdraw tax-free. It's really great. And there is family amounts that you can put into it. So check with your HR department or check with your employer. And if you'd like some more information, you can always call us at Capstar Financial. The number here is 512-215-9030. And I'm just sharing with you some real nice things you can do towards the end of the year to maximize tax. We believe here, as I said before, you pay on the seed, not on the harvest. So what am I talking about? If I've got a dollar and I'm going to grow it at 7.2%, and I'm using that number specifically, I will double that amount in 10 years. All right? So if I've got $10,000 and I grow it at 7.2, it's going to double and I'll have $20,000. We'll add another zero to that. If I do a Roth conversion right now of $100,000 and it grows at 7.2, and in 10 years it's $200,000, that's $200,000 of tax-free Roth conversion that I paid taxes only on the first $100,000 that I put it in. You follow me? So you will pay, if you're in a 15% tax bracket, that'll cost you $15,000, even if it's $20,000. Okay? Then you pay $20,000 to get that Roth started as a conversion. Now, you may be thinking, Suzette, whoa, I can't do contributions of $100,000 or even close to that amount. I'm not talking about a contribution. You have every legal right to do a Roth conversion, no matter how much you make. So what I'm suggesting is you take money from an IRA and you convert it. You move it from your left pocket to your right pocket into a Roth. Move it from the IRA into a Roth. The cost for doing that is the taxes that are due. You with me? You following me? So by doing that, if you pay 15% tax, it would cost you $15,000 on a $100,000 Roth conversion. And you're thinking, Suzette, why would I do that? It's expensive. Okay, well then do $10,000. It'll cost you $1,500. All right, but now what you've done is you've established the five-year rule of maturity, if you will, on the Roth, and you've put $10,000 to work if it's in a bucket that doesn't have risk or has low risk right now, especially with the market as horrible as it is. What it will do is it will grow in a manner with no tax. So when you have retirement later, you have a tax-free bucket. You have taxable money that would be, you know, just regular old money in the bank that you pay tax on the interest. The second bucket would be your tax-deferred money, like your 401k. And the last bucket, which would be tax-free. Totally think this is a good idea. And so if you want to do a little bit each year, that's ideal, obviously. Okay? And that way, when you do finally retire, you've got choice in how you withdraw your money. Did you realize that when you retire, it'll be the first time in your life that you will have a choice on how you withdraw your money and which buckets that you take from, right? So if you're taking out $6,000-$7,000 from an IRA, guess what? You're going to be in the $80,000-plus range of taxable income. But if you could take out part of that from a Roth account, then it doesn't even show up as tax. Now, there are separate taxes on your Social Security I'm not going to get into, but it's ugly. And there's something called IRMA. IRMA is the worst. IRMA is something that was recently put together a few years back. And if you make too much money in retirement, especially after 65, let's say, then they have what's called income-related premium adjustments. So it's not a tax, but I'm going to call it a toll. Because if the only buckets that you're pulling from are the taxable realm and you need a lot of money in any given year, they will ding you on IRMA, income-related premium adjustments on Medicare. Sometimes it could go all the way up to 400 plus per month on your Medicare plan. Okay, you with me? Normally it would be 150 something or 171. It goes down a little bit next year, but if you pay if you show too much income in income-related premium adjustments on IRMA, they could literally four times more of expense on your Medicare, okay? It's awful. And so how do we get out of that? The way you get out of that, guys, is very simple. Planning. So what I'm offering you today is to call me at 512-215-9030. I want you to call me now. Let's do just a second opinion. Let's take a look at where you are. Let's look and see if I can help you with risk. If you're in the market and your big box brokerage house is telling you, just stay the course, it's all going to be okay, it's all going to come back, I want to tell you that's a terrible plan. Terrible. Especially if you're within a few years of retiring. Because do you have enough time for it to come back, quote unquote? I don't know. But I tell you right now, at Capstar Financial, we've established a couple of plans that you'll probably be interested in. One of them is called the all-weather plan, which has actually made money in the last 3 months. And the other plan is called the bomb shelter, which is very, very safe from the market and gives you a rate of return that I think you'll be happy with. So if you would like a second opinion, I want you to pick up the phone and call me right now. It's 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. Or go to capstarfinancial.com and you can click on the space that says a one-on-one meeting with Suzette Porter on tax planning. We're going to talk about Roth conversions. We're going to talk about lowering risk. We're going to talk about withdrawal strategies that benefit you in retirement. Tax planning could literally add another point or two to your overall growth rate by paying less to the government. You follow me? It's important. So call me today at 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise, and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Porter, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that 7 out of every 10 Americans aged 65 or older will need some type of long-term care? Now think about that statistic and ask yourself one question. Can you realistically protect your assets if you were to suffer long-term care costs? Today's long-term care costs are closing in at $100,000 a year. Think private care, memory care, medication. If you're still 20 years away from retirement, shocking sticker cost is expected to increase by 81%. At Capstar Financial, we help you plan for those types of unexpected events and costs in your life. If 2020 has taught us anything, it's that our health could be at risk with zero warning. Call Capstar Financial today at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio. I'm so glad you stayed with me through this. You know what? We have been doing this radio program for almost 10 years, and it's never boring to me because it's an educational front for you to be able to learn very good things to help your family navigate through the waters of retirement. We talk about income planning and bucketing approach and building a financial house. We talk about asset classes that lower your risk through this crazy downturn that we're in. We talk about tax planning, healthcare, estate planning. Last week, we had a real estate professional that would help you with, should you be selling your home and repositioning yourself into a cheaper house in retirement? These are moves that you need to look at for your longevity in retirement. Do you know that one in every four couples have a chance? I think it's something like 70% of living past 90. Okay, well, if you retire at 60, are you kidding me? That's a long life. I mean, 30 plus years in retirement, does your money have enough life on it for that? Will your money last through a long retirement? Well, the only way to be certain is to come into my office and let me give you a second opinion. If you're hemorrhaging right now because of this market downturn, you need to call me at 512-215-9030, and we'll give you a second opinion on where you are in your retirement. We just finished the Retirement Elevated class at Concordia. We had over 30 people in the two-day course. It was unbelievable. I love it. It was a lot of families that are about to retire or had just retired that want to make sure they're on track with pulling from the right buckets to know, are they should they convert from an IRA to a Roth? What happens if a spouse dies early? What is going to happen to my taxes? Is it going to be impactful or not? Well, I can tell you that the repercussions of losing a spouse, if all you're pulling for them is taxable assets, could quadruple your tax bill for the survivor. It's awful, really bad, because taxes are progressive. They go up by, you know, if you have the smaller standard deduction with one person rather than two, and you're taking out the same amount. You're not going to change your light bill if somebody passes away, right? You still got to pay property taxes on the house, right? You might save a little bit in groceries, but not a lot. Most of us know, especially they've been in the business a long time, bills don't go down that much when you lose a spouse. So tax planning is one of the cornerstones of what we do at Capstar Financial. So I need you to give me a call at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. Or go to capstarfinancial.com, capstarfinancial.com. And we will be able to schedule a time with you to give you a second opinion, a one-on-one with me. It's no charge. We're just going to take a look at where you are. What kind of losses are you withstanding with this downturn? Are you set up with good tax buckets and planning tools for the bucketing approach in retirement? Have you got asset classes that are earning but yet have no risk? Really important right now, wouldn't you say? Do you have your estate planning done? Have you got a good trust or a will in place? Do you even know if you're a candidate for that? Do you have healthcare all buttoned up? Do you understand how your income is really, really going to impact the cost of your Medicare? You know, I talked about Irma in the last meeting, or excuse me, in the last segment, and it is awful. Your Medicare Part B and also your Part D are covered by your Social Security. And it's really, really important that you understand there's a tax component that will impact you with income-related premium adjustments. You've got to prepare yourself for a successful retirement, and tax planning is a big part of it, I promise. By sitting down and getting a free, no-cost, available second opinion, it's not going to hurt you at all. So call me now at 512-215-9030. We'll do a redline report, which is going to let you have a written income plan to see if you last, if your money lasts all through your life. So call me, 512-215-9030, or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's capstarfinancial.com. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
Investment advisory services offered through Capstar Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Capstar Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Capstar Financial has no affiliation with the news agencies mentioned here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products are sold through Suzette Porter, an individually licensed and appointed agent. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. These investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Capstar Financial LLC and Capstar Insurance Company are separate companies.